We'd like to turn to our colleague Andrea Seabrook, who has been traveling with the Kerry campaign. She spoke with us earlier today from Columbus, Ohio, and gave us an idea of John Kerry's mood going into the convention.
Kerry's mood is good. His voice is not so good. It's getting a bit gravelly from all of these campaign stops. Today he went to church, and later he was at suburban neighborhood that had a pretty cantankerous crowd behind the risers, where he was talking to a bunch of supportive neighbors. But then there were, you know, of course, the counter demonstrators playing the theme song to Flipper and yelling and screaming. And so, you know, to talk over all of this kind of activity that happens at every campaign stop, he's got to be pretty loud. I mean, it's really taking a toll, and his campaign is trying to keep him from doing too many interviews and too many speeches so that he can really get himself together, both mentally and physically, his voice, for the big Thursday night speech at the convention.
Andrea, the Flipper theme song, what's that about?
Well, that 1960s TV show about the dolphin. But what these Republican counter-protests are talking about is the Republican Party has tried to paint Kerry as a, quote, flip-flopper, somebody who goes back and forth on the issues. And I think that's what they're trying to highlight with the theme song for Flipper.
And what has he been talking about? What did he talk about to these folks in Columbus today?
In Columbus, he talked a lot about the industrial base of the United States, and what he means is manufacturing. You know, the industrial base in the United States that he says is really flagging, and in part because he says, of course, there are incentives for companies to take their business overseas that he would like to end. So really focusing on that economic base for his Democratic policies.
Now tell us, he doesn't actually get to Boston until a couple of days, right?
He doesn't. He flies tonight to Florida. He'll be holding a rally there tomorrow, talking about space travel and the future. And the next day, he'll be going on to Norfolk, Virginia, where he'll salute the armed forces of the United States and so on. He'll be moving his way up the East Coast and eventually get to Boston on Wednesday, just in time for a little downtime before he gives his speech.
Now, this has been kind of a strange tour that you've been on. It started off in his birthplace in Colorado, where you're in Ohio today. What is the theme, anyway?
Well, it's really a general theme of history. John Kerry is, as his wife says, a student of history, and that he really loves to study, you know, the American West and the Declaration of Independence and all of these things. And that's part of why he was in Sioux City, Iowa yesterday. That's why he's going on to Philadelphia, he says. At the same time, a lot of these places that have fantastic historical meaning in American culture are also serious swing states that were won and lost last election by very slim margins. And so I don't think that it is a coincidence that he's going through many swing states on his way up to Boston either.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook on the campaign trail with John Kerry. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you, Brian. Bye.